This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. The House Republican leadership hopes to have a vote this week on their tax overhaul plan, which has a couple of major differences with the Senate plan.
The House GOP plan allows homeowners to deduct up to $10,000 in property taxes, and there's an immediate cut of corporate taxes to 20%. There's no property tax deduction in the Senate bill, and there's a delay of the corporate tax cut. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin tells CBS Face the Nation.
We would prefer if they kicked in sooner rather than later, but we're going to work with the Senate on that issue.
Maryland Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen on Fox News Sunday says corporate taxes should not be cut.
Corporations in America are making record profits. Wages are pretty flat.
Both bills double the standard deduction, but end deductions for state and local taxes. Tim McGuire, Washington.
A line of about 85 people this afternoon snaked from the entrance of the First Baptist Church of Sutherland Springs as the House of Worship opened its doors to the public for the first time since a deadly shooting last Sunday. Earlier this morning, Texas Senator John Cornyn says it was heartening to see so many people from the community come to the morning worship service.
I know at times like this, maybe the easiest thing to do would be to stay away, but that would be the wrong thing to do. Sometimes all you need to do is show up and pray together and put your arm around people.
The service Sunday attracted an overflow crowd to a tent set up at a baseball field in the small South Texas town. The violence and deaths that marked the drug war in the Philippines might not be brought up by President Trump when he meets with that nation's president during Mr. Trump's Asia tour. President Trump generally doesn't press foreign leaders on human rights issues as his predecessors had done. The White House officials suggest that Mr. Trump's flattery of Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte might be meant to help keep the Philippines from developing stronger ties with China. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I'm sure that every one of you understands the importance of oral care to your overall health. There's no denying the connection. I'm also sure that many of you have a sensitive mouth or sensitive gums or painful canker sores or, sadly, maybe even chemo sores from cancer treatment. What you may not know is that your mouthwash, especially if it's one of the brands that burns, may be making things worse. You should try non-irritating, alcohol-free Closis Oral Rinse. That's C-L-O-S-Y-S. Closis is like first aid for your mouth. It's as gentle as water, but it helps relieve common but uncomfortable, even painful issues in your mouth. Unlike other mouthwashes, Closis is also pH balanced, which eliminates the burn and irritation. Try Closis Oral Rinse for sensitive mouth, gums, and canker sores for pain-free oral care. That's C-L-O-S-Y-S. Closis. Learn more about the gentle, effective oral rinse at Closis.com or get Closis today at Walgreens, CVS Health, and Walmart.
China's largest online retailer has agreed to buy $200 million worth of U.S. beef over the next 3 years.
Montana livestock industry representatives say the deal marks a significant break into the sizable and growing Chinese beef market. They say the inclusion of a new slaughterhouse will make it easier to ensure Montana beef can be tracked back to its origins, a requirement under new Chinese import rules for U.S. beef. The agreement between retailer JD.com, the Bank of China, and the Montana Stock Growers Association was revealed as President Trump visited Beijing for talks with Chinese President Xi Jinping. Jeremy House reporting.
Lebanon's Prime Minister Saad Hariri says that he will return to his country within days amid a political crisis brought on when he unexpectedly announced his resignation November 4 in Saudi Arabia. News and analysis at townhall.com. An Indiana scrap metal dealer has pleaded not guilty to demolishing a historic railroad bridge and selling the metal for $18,000.
Kenneth Morrison of Whiting, who operates T&K Metals, was arraigned in U.S. District Court in Hammond, Indiana. He was indicted last month on a charge of interstate transportation of stolen property. Morrison allegedly dismantled the shuttered Monon Bridge nearly 3 years ago. The bridge was built in 1909 over the Grand Calumet River in Hammond. Morrison is free on bond. He defended his actions in a 2015 interview, saying his removal of the structure saved the city money. Keith Peters reporting.
Three players took a knee during the national anthem before the New York Giants game at the San Francisco 49ers as the rest of the league stood during Veterans Day weekend. The NFL Players Association had asked all players to observe a two-minute moment of silence before games to honor veterans. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma, your path to wellness begins here.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going
on. Hey, we're back on the mainland from Maui, Hawaii, after some time with the grandson. Oh, my goodness. You know, what a blessing grandkids are. Jackson's 15 months, and he's got all seven gears working. I mean, what this kid has gone through and how he's been able to recover, you know, from open heart surgery and a club foot. It is miraculous, and you just thank God for the miracles that have occurred, especially in this young boy's life, and he is such a blessing, and we had a great time. It was eight wonderful days in Maui, Hawaii, but we're back on the homeland, and here we are, talking about being blessed, you know, talking with the one and only Megan Barth, yes, the proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, and we get to talk about, you know, the Sunday talk shows as we review them, and all the thing that is political. Hey, Miss Megan, how are we doing?
Welcome back. I'm doing great. Thank you.
Hey, good to be back. It's, you know, it's, you know, 8 days, always fun, and keep things rolling, you know, rolling through and trying to take and have a little bit of time off. I mean, Scott went off. He took off on us. He goes on some shooting venture and freezes his, you know, his tutu off and everything. I mean, I don't understand this, going out there with a perfectly good gun in cold weather. But I guess that's what they do for tradition there.
That's where the deer live, Bill.
That's where the deer live? That's where they roam? The deer roam there?
Yeah, in
where
the
it's
pool.
Cold? Well, welcome back. Anyway, so Scott's warming up, and, you know, I've cooled down there. I mean, you go from, you know, Hawaii to Long Beach, California, and it's a little crisp this morning, but, hey, you know, no complaints. We're just having a good time. And here, you know, what else could I want? I'm talking with Megan Barth. Hey. Hey, the Sunday talk shows were, you know, Judge Moore, it's, you know, you love all the dynamics that is taking place with Judge Moore. His responses have been a little goofy, and I don't know. Well, what's your gut telling you about Judge Moore?
My gut's telling me a couple things. Number one, this is the same exact scenario that Donald Trump, the candidate, went through months before, days before the general election. All of a sudden, we had bimbo eruptions.
Mm-hmm.
And I see these as, can't we call them bimbo eruptions anymore, or has that time passed? I remember Hillary Clinton using that term.
She owns that term. See, you can't use something she has. That belongs to her. She's got a copywritten.
I also remember James Carville saying, look what happens when you drag a dollar bill through the trailer park.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess times have changed because the Democrats aren't insulting the sexual assault victims of Bill Clinton and trying to destroy them. So what I don't like is that the timing of this.
Mm-hmm.
I speak to Alabama radio twice a week, mm-hmm. and I have for 2 years. And as you know, Bill, those that listen to talk radio are voters.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't believe it. they saw the $30 million that Mitch McConnell poured into their state in negative campaign ads against Moore when the swamp backed Luther Strange. And they feel as though this is the same type of collusion, really, between the mainstream media, the Democrats, and the establishment Republicans, because the last thing that Mitch McConnell wants is a Trump supporter in the Senate. He would honestly rather have a Democrat.
And this is what, this not only him, but yes, the establishment GOP, which is disgusting, and the way they've pigpiled against one of their own, you would think, but of course, you know, he's not one of their own. But I was a little surprised also by Donald Trump. I mean, he seemed to, you know, move a little bit quick with Mitch and you know, and the other guys. I was a little surprised on it, especially in light of what you just said, because this has to feel eerily familiar with, you know, for Donald Trump.
Right, and I think Donald Trump's last statement, unless I missed something else, was if it's true, he should step down, and I think we can all agree with that. I mean, that's a pretty obvious statement. If it's true, he should step down. But why 40 years, really? 40
right, exactly.
John
yeah.
McCain, the first two people that came out and said he must immediately step down based on these allegations were Mitch McConnell and John McCain.
Mm-hmm.
John McCain was accused of cheating on his wife with a staffer. Now, I don't remember those allegations coming to fruition. However, it was an allegation. Should John McCain have stepped down? If every politician, specifically Republican politician, because the left is a bunch of dirtbags, if every politician running dropped out of a race because of an allegation, we'd have an empty Congress, which actually is not a bad idea. Because they're not getting anything done anyway.
Well, you know, and the thing is, it's amazing to me. Look at the comparison. If you're associated with the GOP and any inkling of, you know, impropriety comes about, man, you're off the bus. You're not even off. You're under the bus, you know, right away. I mean, and the Democrats, you know, they rally the forces. There's no way, you know, that didn't happen. It's all political and yada, yada and the whole deal. And regardless of any kind of, you know, some obvious evidence, you know, but the Republicans are quick to get rid of their problems or whatever they perceive as problems.
Or they're very quick to capitulate to the Democrats.
Yeah. Kind of interesting, though, don't you think, that the very group of people, the fake news people, that they, you know, disdain, suddenly they're reporting about Judge Moore and somehow they're given credibility? How does that transfer?
Well, the vultures have descended on a wanted corpse, and I find it very odd as well, is that all of a sudden Judge Moore is a pedophile, and we must call Judge Moore a pedophile, and use that very heavily loaded word.
Mm-hmm.
But you never hear that word associated with Anthony Weiner.
Oh, no.
You never hear a pedophile Bob Menendez. He hired underage hookers in the Dominican Republic and did so many times, and he's on trial, by the way, in case no one knows.
Yeah, oh yes, oh by the way. Oh, by the way, yeah, he's still in trial. He's on trial, so we've got with him more than an inkling or reported rumor. I mean, he is on trial.
Right.
Right? Yeah.
We never hear the word pedophile associated with Anthony Weiner. We never hear the word pedophile associated with Bill Clinton's best friend, Jeffrey Epstein. We never hear the word pedophile associated with Kevin Spacey. So it's very interesting how the press and the Democrats want to create this narrative around Roy Moore without any substantiated evidence. But that term is such a loaded term, that adjective, that descriptor, is such a loaded term.
Mm-hmm.
They will not use it when it comes to the facts presented in many criminal cases for their own, especially those that surrounded Bill Clinton.
Megan, did you get a chance to see that interview, or at least hear that interview that Judge Moore had with Sean Hannity that seemed to add a lot of fodder to the weekend shows, that the way the judge had answered some of the questions? I mean, you know, the way they, you know, bifurcated and I think in some cases took out of context what was there. And even on Sean Hannity, I mean, you know, Greg Jarrett and, you know, Geraldo Rivera had suggested that based on the way Judge Moore handled it, that, you know, this was somehow, you know, adding some sort of credibility to what was being reported about him, and that you know, he was guilty. I thought, wow, that's a quick jump, I thought.
Right. I thought it was a very quick jump. I listened to the interview. I didn't have that same type of walk away that the press did.
Yeah, well, I'm glad to. Well, it wasn't even the press. I mean, these were commentators. These are Fox commentators. I mean, you know, you kind of expect it from Shepard Smith a little bit, but, you know, it's like, okay, yeah. You know, hey, this is the home team, and, you know, they're all, you know, pigpiling on Judge Moore here, and, of course, you know, through the whole weekend. Have we heard any more substance on this, but it's still just a bunch of loaded innuendo, right?
Well, right now it's allegations. It's
yeah, that's
window.
It. We got to go to break right now, so we're going to hit the pause button. More from Megan on the other side. Stay with us, America.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
To Bill Martinez live.
Thank you for everything. Thank you for loving me. It don't even matter what tomorrow brings. Well, I will sing my thank you for time.
thankful for as we, get closer and closer to Turkey Day, a national holiday where we pause and say thank you, Lord, for all that you give us, and having family together, and just wish you all the best for this coming Thanksgiving Day. And of course, I look forward to my favorite part of the Thanksgiving meal, which is always the day after, the cold turkey sandwich. I don't know, Megan Barthy, cold turkey sandwiches and college football somehow just go hand in hand. The NFL right now, of course, it's still pretty much on pause, and I don't know what happened if this thing really caught effect, because over the weekend, vets were talking about boycotting the NFL because of, Veterans Day.
Right, and it looks like only three men took a kneel during the anthem. I think two from the 49ers, and then one from another team. And then I was just looking at Twitter while we were on break, and the Citizen of the Year, according to GQ magazine, is, guess what, Colin Kaepernick.
Citizen of the Year.
Yeah, Citizen of the Year. A man who is a second-rate football player, and disrespected the flag continually and our cops. He's the Citizen of the Year. And this is a perfect example of how culture is downstream from politics.
Mm-hmm.
And that is something that Andrew Breitbart said all the time. And so we have this manifestation of the anti-American sentiment, the disrespect of cops. And kids are seeing this. And the politicians are supporting it. And we even had a couple politicians, Democrats, of course, get on their knee in solidarity, as the old communist term that they love, in solidarity with Colin Kaepernick and others who were taking the knee. And so how we, you always say, how do we, we're ready to turn this ship around, or we need to turn this ship around.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in order to turn this ship around, America needs a good dose of patriotism.
Right.
And we need to, and also reverence for our military and our cops. And that is something that is missing in the culture.
Mm-hmm.
And, you have Hollywood now, which has been affected with pedophilia and sexual harassment. They were making movies, and their actors were outwardly vocal against Donald Trump. They were trying to find everything they could in Nazi sentiments and to make America great again, even though Bill Clinton used that same exact phrase, gore.
Mm-hmm.
And so this noise, whether it's on the cover of GQ or the football fields on Sunday or anti-American sentiment that is being taught in schools or displayed by Hollywood, needs to turn around so we don't have a generation of young kids coming up thinking that it's okay to sit while the national anthem is played.
Exactly.
And disrespect our military and fear our cops instead of respect our cops.
Let me read this open letter to the NFL. I don't know if you saw this, Megan. This is very, very powerful. I think it sums up exactly what you're talking about. It says this is an open letter to the NFL players. It says, you graduated high school in 2011. Your teenage years were a struggle. You grew up on the wrong side of the tracks. Your mother was the leader of the family, worked tirelessly, keep a roof over your head and food on your plate. Academics were a struggle for you, and your grades were mediocre at best. The only thing that made you stand out is you weighed 225 pounds, could run 40 yards in 4.2 seconds while carrying a football. Your best friend was just like you, except he didn't play football. Instead of going to football practice after school, he went to work at McDonald's for a minimum wage. You were recruited by all the big colleges, spent every weekend of your senior year making visits to universities where coaches and boosters tried to convince you their school was best. They laid out the red carpet for you. Your best friend worked double shifts at Mickey D's. College was not an option for him. On the day you signed with Big State University, your best friend signed paperwork with his Army recruiter. You went to summer workouts. He went to basic training. You spent the next 4 years living in the athletic dorm, eating at the training table. You spent your Saturdays on the football field, cheered on by adoring fans. Tutors attended to your every academic need. You attended class when you felt like it. Sure, you worked hard. You lifted weights. You ran sprints, studied plays, and soon became one of the top football players in the country. Your best friend was assigned to the 101st Airborne Division. While you were in college, he deployed to Iraq once, Afghanistan twice. He became a sergeant, led a squad of 19-year-old soldiers who grew up just like he did. He shed his blood in Afghanistan and watched young Americans give their lives, limbs, and innocence for the USA. You went to the NFL Combine and scored off the charts. You hired an agent and waited for draft day. You were drafted in the first round. Your agent immediately went to work ensuring that you received the most money possible. You signed for $16 million, although you had never played a single down of professional football. Your best friend re-enlisted in the Army for 4 more years. As a combat-tested sergeant, he will be paid $32,000 per year. You will drive a Ferrari on the streets of South Beach. He will ride in the back of a Black Hawk helicopter with 10 other combat-loaded soldiers. You will sleep at the Ritz. He will dig a hole in the ground and try to sleep. You will make it rain in the club. He will pray for rain as temperatures reach 120 degrees. On Sunday, you will run into the stadium as tens of thousands of fans cheer and yell your name. For your best friend, there's a little difference between Sunday and any other day of the week. There are no adoring fans. There are only people trying to kill him and his soldiers. Every now and then, he and his soldiers leave the front lines and go to the rear to rest. He might be lucky enough to catch an NFL game on TV when the national anthem plays and you take a knee. He will jump to his feet and salute the television while you protest the unfairness of life in the United States. He will give thanks to God that he has the honor of defending this great country. To the players of the NFL, we are the people who buy your tickets, watch you on TV, wear your jerseys. We anxiously wait for Sunday so we can cheer for you and marvel at your athleticism. Although we love to watch you play, we care little about your opinions until you offend us. You have the absolute right to express yourselves, but we have the absolute right to boycott you. We have tolerated your drug use, DUIs, your domestic violence, and your vulgar displays of wealth. We should be ashamed for putting our admiration of your physical skills before what is morally right. But now you've gone too far. You've insulted our flag, our country, our soldiers, our police officers, and our vets. You are living the American dream, yet you disparage our great country. I am done with the NFL football and encourage all like-minded Americans to boycott the NFL as well. Sunday was regarded as National Boycott of the NFL Sunday, November the 12th, Veterans Day weekend. And this was a letter to that end. Hopefully they have ears to hear. And the very touching, you know, open letter to the NFL, I believe, that captures the sentiment of what you were just saying and sharing with us, Megan.
Yeah, and I think I misstated this. If it was politics is downstream culture, that I think I switched it. But mm-hmm. And that's a very important thing because culture is driving the politics. And what you see here is this media is a very powerful tool. As you know, we both mm-hmm. are in it.
Right.
And so with Roger Goodell being complete patsy, to many of these players is going against their own guidelines that are outlined in the NFL handbook for players. This is why Roger Goodell is getting some major blowback from Jerry Jones and other mm-hmm. owners because they are seeing their revenues being slashed.
He loses his job. He loses his. I don't know how he stands. He's going to be the $40 million scapegoat on all this.
Well, in his contract, which was just released, he wants close to $50 million a year and a lifetime access to a private jet.
yeah, don't we all?
Yeah, he needs a little dose of humility, and many of the players need a dose of humility. And they keep saying, well, this isn't anti-American, this isn't anti-military. Well, perception is reality,
mm-hmm.
and a majority of NFL fans believe it is anti-American because that's how it started out with GQ's Citizen of the Year, Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah, exactly. Well, this week, the tax cut debate will continue. The Senate is marking it up. What say you on taxes? We got about 45 seconds left here. I know it's such a big topic.
I really wish it was true tax reform. It looks like a tax cut, and that's not reformatory.
Exactly.
I think we need, instead of four brackets, which not in here now are seven, we need three.
Mm-hmm.
But what do we expect from the swamp?
Yeah, exactly. Well, it just goes to show you how far gone it is. You know, you got President Trump putting his vision out there, but he's got to, it's going to take some really strong leadership. And I think leadership that's even, you know, it's going to stretch him because of what he's dealing with the resistance, as you say, and the swamp of Washington, D.C. But we laud him and encourage him to continue to do the good work of we the people. Megan Barth on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Megan.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-8785. 800-430-8785. 800-430-8785. 800-430-8785.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live. It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live.
Welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. All the information is right there. We got a real special guest for us right now. Dr. Mark Hovinger joins us. He's a Christian apologetics professor at the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary and the managing editor at Kairos Journal. Additionally, Dr. Hovinger is a contributor to the new King James Version Unapologetic Study Bible, which we're going to be talking about at length. Because it is a timely release. Dr. Hovinger, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Fine, doing great. Thank you.
Well, good to have you with us to talk about the release of this new King James Version Unapologetic Study Bible. And it was just released from Thomas Nelson Publishers. Why did you and C. Ben Mitchell, who's a Graves professor at Moral Philosophy at Union University, come together to present this new version?
Well, it's an amazing story. I'll be very brief about it, but the CEO of a company called American Standard Corporation that they make toilets and train air conditioning and Westinghouse air brake, he had a crisis in life when he lost the wife of his youth, and he came to the Lord in the midst of this. Then there was a young woman who was a Muppeteer. She was on the Sesame Street for years. She came to the Lord in Manhattan, and she'd been single all her life, and God brought them together. And as he retired with after great success with American Standard, he had a foundation. He founded basically a ministry to fund Christian efforts. And he and she were married, and they decided that they saw America and really the West just slipping into all kinds of moral chaos. They were impressed with the story of William Wilberforce. But Mr. Kampouras wanted to know, who was his pastor? Who was the one that kept William Wilberforce going and encouraged John Newton and so forth? This guy named John Venn. And he
good
said, we wanted to set up set up a website to raise up John Venns all over the place so we might have Wilberforces. So he started a website, and we ended up doing 2,200 articles on 38 topics, writing in four different ways. And Nelson came to us and said, look, you have all this material up there. Maybe we can build a Bible around this. And so they've basically taken around 400 articles and worked them into this Bible corresponding with particular passages. And it's coming out. And so it just happened. But we had the website first, and it's up there. And incidentally, if you buy the Bible, you have access to the entire website.
Wow, that's awesome. Mark, I got to tell you, I am really impressed here because for many years, and how you and I have not been connected before now is unbelievable, because as we know, the things of God always happen in perfect timing, because this has been my heart's cry, is that we needed to have a an outreach dealing with the issues of the day. And here it is, you've been doing this all along. And I got to tell you, it is heartening to finally connect with you. And I want to say, where have you been most of my life, because I've been looking for this, because I think this is really needed, because, you know, we need to have good conversation, educated conversation on these issues. We see things are not happening, you know, and just as you said, your benefactors and what they saw, again, what is their names? I want to make sure I have their names correctly.
Yeah, it's Emmanuel Kampouras. It's a Greek name. And then, anyway, she was Camille Bonoro, but she's Camille Kampouras, K-A-M-P-O-U-R-I-S. And they assembled a couple of dozen of us. And we have writers from Australia and England and all over America. It's been quite a team. And we started on this back in 2002. So we've been together for a long time and been a lot of places and written a lot of things. Real quick, let me just say, it's in four quadrants, and we have articles that are biblical studies, and each one runs about 600, 700 words. It's very concise. Then we have historical vignettes, and we have key quotations from all kinds of people, and then we have some contemporary trend editorials. So anyway, it's a very rich site, and it's basically been restricted to those in the ministry, and we had over about, I think we have 10,000 plus ministers reading it around the world, and anyway, it's in seven languages and 100 countries, so it's been out there, but
you know, we need to get it out to the body of Christ here, Mark, because
indeed,
they're the ones that are meeting, you know, with neighbors, with people with questions, and going, tell me about your Jesus. And many are ill prepared, or they're shy to talk about it because they haven't, you know, begun the process. We were talking with an educator earlier today, and my kids often hear me talk about the process, that you got to crawl before you walk, before you run. And we have a lot of Christians out there that are just starting the crawling stages, and they don't necessarily want to offend anybody, I guess, even though the truth is at times offensive. I mean, Jesus was offensive, you know, to those things of the devil. But by the same token, what we're finding out, even with all this research that has been done recently, including from Gallup, is secular America is saying, hey, where is your God? How come Christians aren't talking, you know, talking about these issues? They've gone silent, you know. And I go, well, the irony is, you told Christians that you didn't want them to participate in the public square, you didn't want them to be part of the conversation because we were too stiff and wrong-headed, and now that you're crashing the bus repeatedly into the ditch, you want drivers.
Well said. By the way, we see ourselves, it's called the Unapologetic Study Bible, and by the way, one of my colleagues at Southern edited an Apologetic Study Bible. This isn't a rebuke of that, but basically we're hanging a plumb line, just from that biblical notion of the prophets, hanging a plumb line, a biblical plumb line, in the midst of a culture that's leaning precipitously, and we're just saying, look, if we're not here to be politically correct. This is what the Word of God says, and this is what God's best people are thinking and doing and have done so through the years.
Yes. Well, let's face it. Political correctness avoids God. I mean, that's what they want to do. I mean, this is all humanistic. They want to get God out of the conversation. And my question to you is, how is that working for you?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's working terribly. I mean, we've hollowed it out. Sometimes you talk about a cut flower civilization, and we certainly have strong Judeo-Christian roots and biblical roots, but you take that away, and there's a little bit of bloom on the flower still, but it's done. Mm-hmm. And
right.
We have got to bring back the Word of God and the testimony of the great in church history.
Well, Mark, when you look historically at the children of Israel who had God, Almighty God, as their leader, and when he followed, the children of Israel followed his ways, it went well for them, much the same way as he said to Cain, you know, back in those days, if you do right, will it not go well for you? And I think that is, you know, one of the most profound sentences in the Bible that resounds through the millennia, and one that we need to reconnect with today. You know, those who have, you know, understand what their redemption is all about, have experienced the dark and have come to the light, can practically tell you, yes, it goes better when I do right.
Absolutely. I mean, there's so many verses that speak to this. You know, if my people were called by my name. I was reading this morning in Samuel, 1 Samuel, just about how things were falling apart, and there's a call now and then that people say, hey, something's wrong, or Samuel will step up, and you have to have these renewals. And of course, our great dream is that there would be an awakening in America, that we come back to our senses, and we read about, actually write about in this Bible, we write about the Welsh revival, and there have been other great revivals, Asbury College and the Hebrides and so forth, and it's just like, oh God, please send that. And in the meantime, we have got to be faithful and very plain spoken about what His Word says.
Without a doubt. Well, we're talking with Dr. Mark Coppinger. We've got to go to a short break. Stay with us, America. We're talking about the Unapologetic Study Bible. We're talking about life in these times and what people, the redeemed people of God, can do in terms of leading a revival. So stay with us. We've got more coming up.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guarantee quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
This report is brought to you by the National Hospice and Palliative Care Organization. November is National Hospice and Palliative Care Month. This year marks the 35th anniversary of the Medicare Hospice Benefit, which has brought high-quality, patient-centered care to millions of Americans. The National Hospice and Palliative Care Organization is working to help people understand that hospice increases quality of life when a cure is not possible, and that it allows patients to spend their final months at home with support for family caregivers. Hospice care is widely covered by both Medicare and most private insurance plans. Ido Benick, NHPCO President and CEO.
One of the biggest misconceptions about hospice is that it's only brink-of-death care, which is simply not true. There's no reason to fear hospice. It's meant to provide comfort during the final months of life, not just the final hours, and allows patients to make their end-of-life journey at home, surrounded by their loved ones, where they want to be.
To learn more about hospice, see videos of hospice in action, or find a provider in your community, visit momentsoflife.org.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, a conversation with Dr. Mark Coppinger continues, a Christian apologetics professor at the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary. We were talking about the New King James Version, an apologetic study Bible that he and Stephen Mitchell have put together on our behalf. And not only that, but the resources abound that I believe are of increasing importance to all of us who have questions. And know that we need to be able to speak truth to power, speak truth to this culture, and do so in a loving way, but yet in a way that is going to be, maybe perceived as being a bit confrontive. But that's what the truth does. I mean, it wasn't like Jesus came and everybody just, rolled over, did they, Mark?
No, they didn't. I mean, I remember once I was involved in the startup of a magazine, and we went to this training session up in New York on starting magazines, and they said, look, you're going to have to decide. Are you going to have a magazine with edge or without edge? Without edge is like Christmas Ideals or maybe Saturday Evening Post or whatever. And then edge means that you have the power to offend and to divide people. So you have to make a basic choice. And I thought, well, we're working with the Bible. It has edge. And yes. This certainly has edge.
Right. Well, when you look at society today, society has edge. And society is complaining that they don't like the edge, frankly. And so yep. What are you going to do about it? What are the choices, Mark Coppinger?
Well, I mean, again, we're unapologetic about this. I remember once on talk radio, I was speaking with someone, I think it was on the homosexual issue, and mm-hmm. someone was saying, oh, well, that's not loving, and so forth. I said, look, if you go to a doctor and he just tells you what you want to hear, then he's not a very good doctor. That's not merciful. And so when mine tells me, hey, you're fat, your cholesterol is high, I don't say, well, I'll just go to another doctor who'll tell me I'm just fine. If you have cancer, you want a clear diagnosis. And so as upsetting as it might be, we try to say, look, this is what the Word of God says, and don't call us unloving, but we're not going to back off and say, oh, well, you just write your own diagnosis and prescription, and then we'll just sign it. That's not what we're doing.
Mm-hmm. But what is the purpose of all this, though, Mark? I mean, at the end of the day, if you want to resist gravity and you want to deny that gravity is in play, how many times do you have to hit the ground from the tallest building to realize that this hurts? And I mean, and I see this more and more in my study and in my devotion time with God. It is just like the law of gravity. Everything is set. All the boundaries are there. And like I said, like that statement with Cain, that one very powerful statement, you know, he's down in his mouth, things aren't going his way because he's being stubborn, and God just breaks it down for him very simply. He says, hey, if you do right, will it not go well for you? And that right meant righteousness. If you do it God's way, if you choose to do it God's way, understanding the laws and the boundaries that he has established for our good, not for our harm, but for our good, it goes well for us. But, you know, we want to fight that somehow. We want to live life according to our own means, and because we're free will agents, hey, go ahead and have it your way. Keep falling off the building, keep getting bruised, but you know, quit crying out to me and saying, you know, can you do something about this gravity thing? It is set and settled, isn't it?
Yeah, it is indeed. And of course, one of the most dramatic things we see in this connection is just what's happened in Hollywood with Kevin Spacey and Harvey Weinstein and stuff. They've just lived absolutely according to their own pleasures and vanity and the like, and now they're crashing and burning. And one thing that you hope is that when people have tried all this other stuff, you know, or even, I don't know, whatever choice they've taken, that they finally say, wait, this really isn't working out. What do you guys have to say? And by the way, we don't just speak to the things that most people understand are out of line, but we actually help people navigate some waters they might not know about. I mean, what about egg donation for in vitro fertilization? Or what do you make of Islam? Is it a religion of peace? Or how do you pray for them? How do you speak about them? There's just a lot of confusion out there. I remember I had a little card on my wall when I was a pastor that said, don't attribute to malice what can be explained in terms of ignorance. And a lot of times, people are just like sheep. They don't have a clue what's going on. So we're not just rebuking and, you know, standing in the face, shaking a finger, even though we do a fair amount of that. But we also are saying, look, I know these are really confusing times. Let us talk with you about what to make of this.
Right. Well, and today, the role of government is at the forefront like never before. I mean, we have a president that half of the country wants nothing to do with, and a portion of the country wants him impeached.
Yeah, boy, you know, evangelicals have had, they've been all over the place on this particular thing, like, you know, how offended they should be over this or that, or how scrupulous here and there, and we have good people in our church who disagree over how one should vote, but it strikes me that these are very, very dangerous times, and that great things are afoot, and I am so grateful when I see good things done, like the appointment of this particular Supreme Court justice that we just had, and other things. These are very, very tricky times, but I pray for our president, and I'm encouraged by a lot of what I see.
Well, we have elected officials that are getting shot, one beaten up in his front yard. It is a time of unhingement in some degree, and, you know, what's being manifest, whether it's, you know, these alleged lone wolves that are about us. The FBI says we have over a thousand open inquiries right now into radical Islamists that reside in our country. It's no longer an existential threat, it is near and present.
Yeah, that's a very big issue. Actually, we've dealt with Islam a fair amount, and we even had a conference in Europe. It was an invited conference, and it was confidential, but essentially we had leaders from everything from the House of Lords, the Polish Parliament, Australian prelates, the what have you, or Australian bishops, and we talked about the simultaneous collapse of the church in Europe and the expansion of Islam and what that meant for Europe. And we also talked about how you really can't get the West, the Europe and America, out of just any old religion. It really takes a Judeo-Christian base, and you just can't get Europe out of the Quran. And so, you know, goodbye if you think that every religion is just the same. So we actually have a Kairos Journal Award that was given. We gave it a couple of times. Once it was to a fellow who spoke plainly about Islam. He's a Pakistani expat in Australia, and he spoke plainly about Islam in a church after the bombing at Bali that took out a lot of Australian lives. And there was kickback, and some Muslims complained that he was critical. And so a judge there in Melbourne said, you have to buy $75,000 worth of papers, worth of ads and papers to apologize.
No,
said, I'm not going to do it. And it went all the way to the Supreme Court of Australia. But the speech codes, the political correctness is horrendous. And so we gave him an award for standing tall for the truth. It's on university campuses. It's in the political halls. We just are so paralyzed. We're so afraid that we'll offend someone or that we'll actually be in danger that we silence ourselves. And it's just time
exactly.
to say, this is the truth.
What is it about $75,000? Wasn't that about what we spent for advertisements after Benghazi, and we were blaming Benghazi because of the video, and Barack Obama and our government spent something like $75,000 apologizing for it?
Oh, I don't know the number on that, but I do remember the way they spun that and blamed it on that little video.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's just so much... you know, the devil's the father of lies. You know, he doesn't manufacture
yes.
bread or cobble shoes. He makes lies, and he sure does have a lot of wares out there. And there was a lot of misdirection over that particular thing. But you know, that's actually one of the things. You know, people think in heaven it want to be great. You know, you don't have sickness, and you don't have hunger, and you know, some sort of violence. I'm thinking it's going to be a great place just for it being a place of truth. There's
yes.
so much falsehood out here in the world. If you go to a place and you don't have to say, well, I wonder really what the truth is. It's just everything's true up there. I really look forward to that.
It would be refreshing. I mean, you know, here, you know, I was born and raised in California, and our governor's so confused that he thinks God got it wrong in declaring male and female. He believes that the state needed to declare a third option, and I thought that was interesting. I don't know why he stopped at three. There's some California universities that have as many as 26 gender designations, so, but I guess three is closer to 26 than two. I guess.
Oh, man. I think I saw the other day that one of the social media sites allowed for over 70 different choices. It's just like a buffet line where you can mix and match any kind of nuance. Yeah, I mean, we've really lost our minds on this. And it says male and female created he, them. And people seem to think, we saw an article the other day about a man and a woman, and they discovered that they were actually brother and sister. They'd been separated, and they were marrying, and they thought, well, okay, we'll just go ahead with it. And this was an argument saying, no, that's all right. That's fine. And they came up with a fancy name for that kind of attraction to one sibling.
Wow.
And, you know, you just keep it up. Just keep it up. And
that's the one thing about lies. You just keep on missing the mark until it goes to the absurd, right? Well, Dr. Mark Coppinger, we got to leave it there. I look forward to having you back. I want to continue this conversation. Congratulations on the book, the King James Version Unapologetic Study Bible. I say the book, the Bible, that was just released from Thomas Nelson Publishers. Where can I go for more information?
Well, I know the Nelson site, Zondervan Nelson, is in the HarperCollins family, and I don't have the site right in front of me here, but Amazon has it, and I've seen it in a variety of places. It's just now coming out, and it's beautiful. But yes, I'm sure you could just go to
and we're going
to
link it. And we're going to link it on our website as well. Dr. Mark Coppinger, thank you for being with us.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.